Welcome to Griffith Stadium in Washington, for the game between the Boston Red Sox and the Washington Senators. Here are the starting lineups. For the Boston Red Sox, batting in the leadoff spot, the second baseman, Billy Goodman. Batting second, the left fielder, Ted Williams. Batting third, the right fielder, Jackie Jensen. Batting fourth, the first baseman, Harry Aganis. Batting fifth, the third baseman, Grady Hatton. Batting sixth, the center fielder, Jim Pearsall. Batting seventh, the catcher, Del Wilbur. Batting eighth, the shortstop, Milt Bowling. Batting ninth, the pitcher, Mel Parnell. Pitching for the Boston Red Sox, Mel Parnell. For the Washington Senators, batting in the leadoff spot, the third baseman, Eddie Yost. Batting second, the second baseman, Pete Runnels. Batting third, the first baseman, Mickey Vernon. Batting fourth, the center fielder, Jim Busby. Batting fifth, the left fielder, Roy Sievers. Batting sixth, the right fielder, Jim Lemon. Batting seventh, the catcher, Ed Fitzgerald. Batting eighth, the shortstop, Jerry Snyder. Batting ninth, the pitcher, Bob Porterfield. Pitching for the Washington Senators, Bob Porterfield. And now, play ball. Billy Goodman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Goodman hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Ted Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Sievers. Williams reaches second base with a double. Goodman goes all the way around to score. It's 1-0, Red Sox. Jackie Jensen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jensen hits a ball on the ground towards short. Snyder scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Williams moves to third. One out. Harry Aganis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aganis hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Williams scores. It's 2-0, Red Sox. Grady Hatton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hatton hits a fly ball into left field. Sievers settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Wayne Terwilliger now playing third base. Jim Pearsall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Aganis. The throw from Fitzgerald and he is out, Snyder applying the tag. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Red Sox 2, and the Senators nothing. The Senators will come to bat. Wayne Terwilliger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Terwilliger hits a ball on the ground towards third. Hatton fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Pete Runnels is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Runnels takes first base on ball four. Mickey Vernon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vernon hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Goodman fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Red Sox 2, and the Senators nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Jim Pearsall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pearsall takes first base on ball 4. Del Wilbur is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilbur bunts towards the mound. Porterfield fields it and throws to first for the out. Pearsall moves to second. One out. Milt Bowling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bowling hits a ball on the ground towards third. Terwilliger fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Mel Parnell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Parnell hits a fly ball into right field. Lemon settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Red Sox 2, and the Senators nothing. The Senators will come to bat. Jim Busby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Busby hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Roy Sievers is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sievers hits a fly ball into center field. Pearsall settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jim Lemon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lemon hits a pop-up into center field for a base hit. Busby moves to second. Ed Fitzgerald is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fitzgerald hits a ball on the ground towards third. Hatton fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Red Sox 2, and the Senators nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Billy Goodman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Goodman is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Goodman hits a fly ball into left field. Sievers settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ted Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Williams takes first base on ball 4. Jackie Jensen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jensen is 0-for-1 in the game. Jensen hits a ball on the ground towards second. Runnell scoops it up, steps on second, and throws to first for the double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Red Sox 2, and the Senators nothing. The Senators will come to bat. Jerry Snyder is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Snyder takes first base on ball 4. Bob Porterfield is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Porterfield hits a ball on the ground towards third. Hatton fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Wayne Terwilliger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Terwilliger is 0-for-1 in the game. Terwilliger hits a ball on the ground towards short. Bowling fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Porterfield moves to second. Pete Runnels is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Runnels is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Runnels hits a ball on the ground towards short. Bowling fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Red Sox 2, and the Senators nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Harry Aganez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aganez is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Aganez hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Grady Hatton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hatton is 0-for-1 in the game. Hatton hits a line drive into right field. Lemon picks it up and throws it away. That's a base hit and an error on Lemon. Aganez moves to third. Hatton moves to second. Jim Pearsall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pearsall is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Pearsall hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Aganez scores. Hatton scores. Pearsall moves to second. It's 4-0, Red Sox. Del Wilbur is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fitzgerald fires to second and throws the ball away. That's an error on Fitzgerald. Pearsall moves to third. Del Wilbur is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilbur is 0-for-0 in the game. Wilbur hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Pearsall scores. It's 5-0, Red Sox. Bunky Stewart now pitching. Milt Bowling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bowling is 0-for-1 in the game. Bowling hits a fly ball into right field. Lemon settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Mel Parnell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Parnell is 0 for 1 in the game. Parnell hits a pop-up in front of the plate. Fitzgerald settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Billy Goodman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Goodman is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Goodman hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Runnell scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Red Sox 5, and the Senators nothing. The Senators will come to bat. Mickey Vernon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vernon is 0 for 1 in the game. Vernon hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Goodman scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Jim Busby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Busby is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Busby hits a ball on the ground towards third. Hatton fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Roy Sievers is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sievers is 0 for 1 in the game. Sievers hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Williams. Sievers reaches second base with a double. Jim Lemon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lemon is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Lemon strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Red Sox 5, and the Senators nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Ted Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double and a walk. He's got one RBI. Williams strikes out. One out. Jackie Jensen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jensen is 0 for 2 in the game. Jensen hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Runnell settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Harry Aganez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aganez is 2 for 2 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Aganez strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Red Sox 5, and the Senators nothing. The Senators will come to bat. Ed Fitzgerald is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fitzgerald is 0 for 1 in the game. Fitzgerald hits a ball on the ground towards third. Hatton fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Jerry Snyder is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Snyder is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Snyder takes first base on ball 4. Carlos Paula pinch hits for Bunky Stewart. Carlos Paula is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Paula hits a line drive into right field. Jensen settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Wayne Terwilliger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Terwilliger is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Terwilliger hits a ball on the ground towards third. Hatton fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Red Sox 5, and the Senators nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Camilo Pascual now pitching. Grady Hatton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hatton is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Hatton hits a line drive towards the right side of the infield. Runnels reaches out and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jim Pearsall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pearsall is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got two RBIs. Pearsall hits a fly ball into right field. Lemon settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Del Wilbur is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilbur is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Wilbur hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Runnell scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Red Sox 5, and the Senators nothing. The Senators will come to bat. Pete Runnels is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Runnels is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk, Runnels hits a fly ball into left field. William settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Mickey Vernon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vernon is 0 for 2 in the game. Vernon hits a ball on the ground towards first. Aganez scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Vernon for the out. Two outs. Jim Busby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Busby is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Busby takes first base on ball 4. Roy Sievers is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sievers is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. Sievers takes first base on ball 4. Busby moves to second. Jim Lemon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lemon is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Lemon hits a ball on the ground towards third. Hatton fields it and races to the third base bag for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Red Sox 5, and the Senators nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Milt Bowling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bowling is 0 for 2 in the game. Bowling hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Mel Parnell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Parnell is 0 for 2 in the game. Parnell bunts in front of the plate. Fitzgerald fields it and throws to first for the out. Bowling moves to second. One out. Billy Goodman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Goodman is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Goodman hits a ball on the ground towards short. Snyder scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Bowling moves to third. Two outs. Ted Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double and a walk. He's got one RBI. Williams takes first base on ball 4. Jackie Jensen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jensen is 0 for 3 in the game. Jensen hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Bowling scores. Williams moves to second. It's 6 to nothing, Red Sox. Harry Aganez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aganez is 2 for 3 in the game, with 2 singles. He's got 1 RBI. Aganez hits a ball on the ground towards first. Vernon scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Aganez for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Red Sox 6, and the Senators nothing. The Senators will come to bat. Ed Fitzgerald is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fitzgerald is 0 for 2 in the game. Fitzgerald hits a fly ball into center field. Pearsall settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jerry Snyder is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Snyder is 0 for 0 in the game. With two walks. Snyder hits a ball on the ground towards short. Bowling scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Camilo Pascual is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pascual hits a fly ball into right field. Jensen settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Red Sox 6, and the Senators nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Grady Hatton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hatton is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Hatton hits a fly ball into center field. Busby settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jim Pearsall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pearsall is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got 2 RBIs. Pearsall hits a ball on the ground towards third. Terwilliger fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Del Wilbur is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilbur is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Wilbur hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Busby, who is chasing the ball. Wilbur reaches third base with a triple. Milt Bowling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bowling is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Bowling hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Vernon settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Red Sox 6, and the Senators nothing. The Senators will come to bat. Wayne Terwilliger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Terwilliger is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Terwilliger hits a fly ball into center field. Pearsall settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Pete Runnels is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Runnels is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Runnels takes first base on ball 4. Mickey Vernon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Runnels moves to second. Mickey Vernon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vernon is 0-for-3 in the game. Vernon hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Runnels scores. It's 6-1, Red Sox. Jim Busby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Busby is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Busby hits a pop-up towards third. Hatton settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Roy Sievers is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sievers is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double and a walk. Sievers hits a line drive towards short. Bowling reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Red Sox 6, and the Senators 1. The Red Sox will come to bat. Mel Parnell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Parnell is 0-for-2 in the game. Parnell hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Pasquale fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Billy Goodman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Goodman is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Goodman hits a ball on the ground towards short. Snyder scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Ted Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double and two walks. He's got one RBI. Williams hits a fly ball into center field. Busby settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Red Sox 6, and the Senators 1. The Senators will come to bat. Jim Lemon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lemon is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Lemon hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Pearsall, who is chasing the ball. Lemon reaches third base with a triple. Ed Fitzgerald is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fitzgerald is 0-for-3 in the game. Fitzgerald hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Wilbur settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jerry Snyder is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Snyder is 0-for-1 in the game. With two walks. Snyder hits a fly ball into center field. Pearsall settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Lemon tags and scores. Two outs. It's 6-2, Red Sox. Tom Umflett pinch hits for Camilo Pasquale. Tom Umflett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Umflett hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Goodman scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The game is over. The final score, Boston Red Sox, 6, and Washington Senators, 2. Goodbye from Griffith Stadium in Washington.